Okay. Ayin Amud Beis, second to last line on Ayin Amud Beis. So we are, the Gemara is discussing whether a Yorish can be Mevatel. Whether a Yorish can be Mevatel. The Gemara had asked the Yibaya, Yorish Maosh Yivatel Rishus. And we said the case is when the father did not, was it Maharit before Shabbos, and the father dies on Shabbos. So now the Yorish comes in, can he be Mevatel? So we had two tries to try to prove whether he can or not, and those were both rejected. So now the Gemara quotes the third try, to try to prove this case. Second to last line of item, a base Tashma. The Gemara tries to bring a proof. Tosfos already points out the bottom line, Tosfos Tashma, that this case is not really going to be about a Yorish. It's going to be about a Ger who dies and somebody who tries to be Machzik B'nichsei HaGer, which he's spoken a little bit about the before in Mesechas Erevin, that if a Ger dies, there's no relative, so Kala Kodem Zacha, whoever comes is Zoche in the Nechasim. So that's the case that's going to occur in the, that's the where the Raya is going to be from, that somebody who's Machzik B'nichsei HaGer. So it's not exactly a Yoresh, but Tosfos says, Ksava Rava to be Koach HaGer Chashiv Kemo Yoresh Tavikara Davua. Because the Ikar question isn't specifically about a Yoresh. It's about somebody who replaces the person who was there. Kara Davua. So that's what Tosfos says. This Raya is, you have to look at it that way, or else Tosfos says there's no Raya. Yoresh versus somebody who's just Mizak Zoche in the Nichsei Hagir. So says the Gemara, Tashma, second to last line on Ayin Mabes. Yisrael Vagir Shuyim B'Megurachas. Yisrael and Agir that are in, literally Magur is a granary, is a silo. This means one place with a bunch of psachim opening up to one area. So Yisrael and Agir living there, Umeis Ger, and the Ger dies. So when did the Ger die? And therefore the Yisrael is the only one left. If the Ger had died before Shabbos, even though another Jew, a different Jew, not the one that he lived with, a different Jew was machzik in his nechasim, oser, that's going to oser the rishus, and you can't carry within it, period. So what's Rashi already points out that afalpi is when we just the opposite. It should be because another Jew is oser, not afalpi. So the Gemara is going to talk about it. Both lines in this brisa seem to be opposite of what we would have thought. Misha chashecha, but if the ger dies after it gets dark, after Shabbos started, afalpi shelo hechzik Yisrael acher, even if another Jew didn't wasn't machzik, einu oser, he doesn't aser. And again, the question is that no dafka because. Because he was a machzik, shouldn't be any oser. What's afalpi? So Gemara asks, "Tagu fakasha." So what's going on here? The price inherently is a problem. Amart mi bod yom afalpi shehechzik. In the ratio, you say that on Friday, even though somebody else was machzik, as if to say v'lo mi bai kilo hechzik, and again, not only it's not even a chiddush to say somebody wasn't machzik. Of course, that would be oser. Adarabba says the Gemara is just the opposite. Kilo hechzik lo asar. If another person wasn't machzik in the nechasim of the ger, so then there's nobody. The ger does not the person coming, but Machum the ger is not there yet, and he shouldn't aser. So what's the Gemara talking about? What's the ratio talking about? So Amar Papa, Eim Avav Bishalo Hechzik. So Rav Papa says, okay, you're right. Change it. Really, it should be Avav Bishalo Hechzik. Even if he wasn't machzik, still he asers. Ask the Gemara, Avav Bishalo Tani, but it doesn't say that. Sometimes the Gemara will accept the change of words, and sometimes the Gemara will say, hey, but it doesn't say that. So here the Gemara says, it doesn't say that. How can you change Avav Bishalo Hechzik? It says Avav Bishalo Hechzik. So Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, this is what the Reisha means to say. Afa Pishlo Hechzik mi bod yom, eli misha chashecha. Even though the Acher was not Machzik in the Nechasim of the Ger before Shabbos, but he was only Machzik it after it got dark, but Kiva Delahavale Lahachzik mi bod yom, Oser. But since the possibility, since the potential, the chance to be machzik was there before Shabbos, that asers. That is what the Gemara meant by avisha hechzik. That means even though he was machzik at night after Shabbos started, but because the potential was there to be machzik beforehand, it asers. Why does it aser? Because as we're going to see, this is going to relate back to what we had on the Amud Beis yesterday. There's a concept on Shabbos, at least according to Rashi, kiva de hutra hutra. Once the rishus is hutar for Shabbos, mixa Shabbos, and it stays hutar. It stays usher except for bittul rishus. That's a question, but that's an exception. But here, as long as the possibility existed before Shabbos, you say kiva de hutra hutra. But Rashi here points out that you don't say kiva de hutra hutra if the ger dies on erev Shabbos and just the person didn't wasn't machzik until after Shabbos started. Why? Because those nechasim, it wasn't that there was a chalos heter on those nechasim. Those nechasim are neutral. Those the chasim just weren't huchzak yet. But it's not that there was a dafka, there was an eruv done, there was a bittel done, that those nechse hager were included in a heter. They weren't included in a heter. It was just that they were in limbo. Nothing happened to them. So Rashi says here, about the sixth skinny line, nimseis reshuzu tuluya va'omedes. This reshuz is hanging. It's tuluya va'omedes. Right, like the lashon of tuluyim va'omdim by Asar Esimei Tshuva. Right, tuluya va'omedes. It's they're hanging in the balance, but it's not that there was a heter done, and you'd only say kiva de hutra hutra if a heter took place on them, not if they're neutral. This is what, if you want to just look in the Hagos Hashri, also has a lashon like this, that it's hanging. Where is it? Here it is in Siman Tes Vav does say that goes a shri kiva da have la hasch mi bod yom va have ya hu rishus mitzla tali lo chashiv hutar. It's not considered, the principle of kiva da hutra doesn't apply to it because it wasn't hutar. It just didn't aser, but it wasn't hutar. And the principle of kiva da hutra only applies if you had a chalos heter on it. That is how Rashi understands the Gemara. So B'Shem, also the Chazon Ish, also the similar line, that since something is Omelios Huchzak, so again, it might already lose the status of not being Huchzak. Again, you find in many places, something is Omed, Omed Ligazes, Omed Lihibatzer, Omed Listar, anything that's Omed, that something is going to happen to it, there's a good chance that something's going to happen, these properties aren't going to stay Hefker forever, so therefore, it's as if it already has that status somewhat. So it's not only that it's Kibbet the Hutra didn't apply, but the Chazon Ish suggests that maybe it's that you already see the future status, you see the roots of that already, and that's why it wasn't even just neutral. It was already on its way to becoming Huchzak. But again, that's what the Reisha means, that even though the Chazakah of Yisrael Acher only took place after Shabbos started, but because the ability existed beforehand, that already is enough to Aser once he's Machzik. Obviously, if he's never Machzik, so then it's not Asered. But even if he's Machzik after Shabbos starts, that Iser could still take effect. That is the Reisha. Now the Seifa has said, Misha Chashecha, Apal Bishalo Hechzik Yisrael Acher in Oser. But once it gets dark, if the Ger died after it got dark, that even if Yisrael Acher was not Machzik, it doesn't Aser. So ask the Gemara again. It seems to be opposite. Apal Bishalo Hechzik Yisrael Acher. It's even if Yisrael Acher wasn't machzik, v'lo mi baiki hechzik, and there's no chiddush, and it's obvious that once he was machzik, the verse is adarava. It should be just the opposite. If somebody's not machzik, it shouldn't aser. Ki hechzik aser. Only if somebody's machzik of these nechasim, and he has his own rishus, and he wasn't involved in an eruv beforehand, that should aser. So I'm Rav Papa. Again, Rav Papa says, emesh hechzik, av mish hechzik. Rav Papa says, change it. And again, the Gemara asks, "Va'av bishalo hechzik tani." It doesn't say that. It says, "Av bishalo hechzik." So the Gemara answers, "Hachi kamar." Again, this is what the Seifa should say. In the, what does it mean? Even though he was not machzik, it really means this: "Av bishalo hechzik b'shechashecha." Even though another Jew was machzik after Shabbos started, but kiven delo hayale lahachzik b'bod yom eino oser. But since there was no way for him to be machzik from Friday, from before Shabbos, that does not aser. And this is why, because again, the ger was alive when Shabbos started. When Shabbos started, then there was no, he didn't aser. That's why there you say, says Rashi, kiven de hutra hutra. Because once the Shabbos started, there was no reason lesser. So that's why, kiven de hutra hutra. So even though a different person was machzik in the nechassim after Shabbos started, it does not aser. The Ritva has a little different lashon than Rashi. Rashi here says kiva de hutra hutra. The Ritva quotes his Rebbeim, Pirshu Rabosai, Kishuras adin to kol shemeis ger misha chashecha. Really, what should happen once the ger dies? Avo bisha b'yisrael v'hechzik eino oser afilu lo iriv imahim. Even if the ger hadn't been misariv with them, why? To kivan shemeis ve'ein lo yarshim havile kishemeis kimevatel reshuso lebnei hachaser. It's like a bittul reshus. What is a bittul reshus? You're misalik yourself from this area, and you're not going to aser it. So this is the ultimate siluk, right? This is a ptira. This is not just a siluk. This is you're not coming back. It's not just that you went away for Shabbos. Says Ritva, this is ki'ilu a bittul reshus. And that's why it would work, even if, you know, you might have argued on Rashi, how could you say kiven de hutra if the ger didn't take part in the Erev? You might say it only works if the ger had been part of the Erev, which you might have to say for Shitas Rashi. But the Ritva says, no, even without that, because the ger dying itself is like a siluk, is like a bittul reshus. So that's the Brisa. But now we're going to be medayik from this whole Brisa to try to prove our case. Ketani Mias, Reisha, what did the Reisha say? Oser. Remember the Reisha said that if the Gera died before Shabbos started, and a person is machzik it on Shabbos, it answers. So the Gemara says that my Oser Niftal. So why does it say Oser? You have a way out. Why can't he do Bittul? If he, and since it doesn't say he can't do Bittul, this must be a Raya that a Yoresh can't answer. Remember our Ibaya at the beginning of the day today and yesterday. The question is, can a Yoresh be Mevatel? And again, Yoresh, as Tosafot pointed out, is not literal, but it's somebody who's come Tachtav, somebody who's coming Bekara Davua in the place of the person who was there. So doesn't this Brisa prove that it doesn't work? Only a person who could have been a part of the Erev yesterday can be Mevatel today. But if this guy couldn't have been part of the Erev because he didn't own it, the Ger was alive, so he can't. So the Gemara says again, no, my Oser Dektani Achi Yevatel. What is Oser mean? It means answers until you do Bittul. But Bittul can work if you would want. So there's no Raya from this case. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I have a different answer for this last question and for the last question that we asked yesterday. These two brises would seem to say that it does answer and you can't do Bittul on Shabbos. No, Masnisan Mani Beishamahi. No, this is Shitas Beishamai. Da Amri Ein Bittul Rosh Beshabbos. Right, we had Beishamai in the Mishnah 2 days ago on Samach Tesma Beis. Beishamai says, Meibas Einos the Rishos Omi Mi Bod Yom. So that's these two cases. Really, theoretically, Beis Hillel might agree that Yorish can be Mevatel on Shabbos, but these two brises are Shitas Beishamai. The Rishash just points out that Masnisan usually means Mishnah, so it should be Masnisa. Masisa, which means Brisa, because he's saying these two Brises that seem to go say that Yorish can be Mevatel is like Shitas Beishamai. Titan, as we learned in our Mishnah, Me'emas Einosim Rishus, Beishamai Omer Mivod Yom, Ubeisil Omer Mishatechshach, Machoga Beishamai Beis Hillel, when is Bittul done? Fine. Now we're going to talk about that machlok. If we finish the Yorish case, now we're going to talk about that machlok of Beishamai Beis Hillel. The Gemara uses it as a, instead of bringing in the Mishnah separately, because it used it as a segue, that now that we brought up this machlok, now let's talk about the reasons. Amar Ula, my time at the Beis Hillel. What's the reason for Beis Hillel? Why does Beis Hillel allow you to be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos? Naase Ka'omer Klach Eitzel Yafos. You make it as just like the case in Eilu Metzius of Klach Eitzel Yafos. What exactly is that case? That case is, and Rashi explains it, you are taking off Truma, you are being mafresh Truma for your friend. Kabi Torem Efshel Chaveru Shalom Midas. You're taking off Truma for your friend. If you take off Truma for your own stuff for your friend, okay, that's wonderful. But you're going to his field, you're taking off Truma for him. And then he comes 2 days later after you took off Truma for him. And the question is your Truma going to be valid or not? So it depends, what is his reaction when he hears about it? You say, you know, David, I took off Truma for you. So what does David say? David says, I have some great stuff in my field. Did you give the great stuff? Did you give that wonderful stuff to the Kohen? Klach Eitzel Yafos. Did you give that great produce to the Kohen? If that's his reaction, says the Gemara, so it's Masha, he's happy with it. It's Masha, he's happy with what you did because he's telling you to give the good stuff. He's getting you to, he's very happy with it. So it's as if, says the Gemara, as if, retroactively, we know that you appointed him as a shliach in order to be mafresh truma. One of the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin says the shliach is betruma. You make a shliach lahafresh truma. It's not a mitzvah shebegufo that you have to do. You can make him a shliach. So if you have the reaction of klach eitzel yafos, you're happy. So that we go lemafreya and we say, it must be as just like you appointed him a shliach originally. That's klach eitzel yafos. Go back, go to the good stuff, which is mashma that he's happy with what happened. So says the Gemara. Says Ula in Beis Hillel, that's Beis Hillel here. When you do Bittul on Shabbos, you are being Megala, your Das, that you are happy with what happened originally. So it's as if you've always been together and you've been unified with the rest of the group even before Shabbos. That's the Dimyon to Klach Eitzel Yafos. So your Das now is going back to be Megala, what was originally. That's Ula Shita by time at Beis Hillel. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, 1 second. That svara doesn't work in all cases. Meis Nachri b'Shabbos, Abaya held before a couple days ago that if a Nachri dies on Shabbos, where you couldn't have done anything yesterday, you could still do Bittul today. Once the Nachri dies, that all the Jews can be about the Rishus to one person. Says Abaya, so Klach Eitzel Yafos doesn't work, because what's Klach Eitzel Yafos? Your Das is going to be, this is what I wanted originally, but originally you couldn't have made an Erev. You couldn't have been together, because there was a Nachri involved from Erev Shabbos. So you can't say Klach Eitzel Yafos explains the Shita Beis Hillel in all cases. So Ela Hacha Bahakim Ivlagi, but this is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai Savri Bittul Rishus. What is Bittul Rishus? How do you look at it? It's going to be a lot to say on these next four lines. The Beis Shammai Savri, Bittul Rishus, Mikna Rishusahu. Beis Shammai says when you're Mevatel, you're Rishus, that's a Hakna'a. That's really a Kinyan. You're being Makna, you're Rishus. Mikna Rishusa B'Shabbos Asar. It's not that you're just removing yourself, but you are being Makna, you're Rishus. And we know Hakna'a is Asar on Shabbos. That's Mekach U'Memkar. Beis Hillel Savri is Taluki Rishusa B'Almahu. Bitzel Rishus, that just means you're removing yourself. You're being removing your own Rishus. Vistaluki, Rishus B'Shabbos Shabbos Dami. And see, look, just removing yourself, that is Mutter on Shabbos. So the question is, Bachlok of the Shabbos Hillel, is it a Bitzel Rishus, or is it a Siluk, or is it a Hakna'a, as we would say? It's important, before we get to jumping off from the daf, there's an important Chidushi Aran here, just about the Shakla V'Tarya. It doesn't flow so well, because the Ula says, what's my time at the Beis Hillel? He gives a reason. Abaye as Akasha, and therefore he says, Bahaka Miflugi. It's a my time at Bahaka Miflugi. Why don't you have two my timers, or why don't you have two Bahaka Miflugis? So says the Chidushi Aran, that Yesh Mefarshim, he says, the Beis Medrasha itshal my timer. In the Beis Medrash, there was a question about this Machlokas, my timer. That's why the first line of the Gemara is my timer. Viraba argues his Ula, but the first opinion, Kasaka Daitachta Hasi Kashalahu. The first opinion, Ula and Argamara thought, what was the problem? What was the problem that they were bothered by Beis Hillel? The problem was, but how can you say Bittul works? Amilo Nomar, Nasal Mitzvah Shabbos, Nasal Shabbos. How can Bittul work according to Beis Hillel on Shabbos? Don't you say that once it's answered for part of Shabbos, it's answered for the whole Shabbos? That was the question that Ula thought that the Chabim and the Beis Medrash were bothered by. So therefore, answers Ula, no, Klachei Tol Yafas, because it goes backwards. You don't say Hov HaAsrol Mikzah Shabbos. Why? Because the Isser wasn't there. You go backwards as if there was a Shliach earlier. But then Abaya asked the question about what about the case of Meis Benachri. So then Abaya says, I have a different understanding of what the Shiloh was in the Beis Medrash. Elavada my deshalina be medrasha, my time of the Beis Hillel, lav de tikshi lon hechi mahani bittel. That's not a problem, because what did we have yesterday? We said that bittel rishus is an exception to the rule. You don't have to there's no problem of hold the hook of the Nasa Lachatzi Shabbos. So says the Chidushi Aran that Abaya had a different understanding of the question. The question is, isn't it a Hakna'a? Isn't it a Hakna'a? How can we still say you can do it on Shabbos? That's the answer. The second answer, that really it's not a Hakna'a. Really, it's a Siluk, and that's why it is Mutter, Lo Kashalon Klal. So it's important to look around just to understand the flow of the Gemara, that each of these Shitos had a different understanding of what the question was in the Beis Medrash. According to Ula, Klachei Tol Yafos, that Svara does not work in all the cases. So would he say that, would he argue? In Echinami, maybe he would argue on that. Maybe he would say, if Meis Nachri B'Shabbos, that not everybody agreed to that earlier.
Let's say Kevin Wilkes have something, you know, I have a rock in my yard, and it designated before Shabbos. And on Shabbos,
if you have a rock in your yard, that's Muksa Lachati Shabbos, Yesh Muksa Lachati Shabbos. We had a little bit. Right, you wouldn't say Klachei Tol Yafos there, because that's not totally on something in the Gavra. There's the status of the object, you can't change that. But here it has to do with the mentality of the Gavra, so then you could say Klachei Tol Yafos. Good question. But by truma, what's the status of the food until you come home? Right? Is it tevel and is it truma? So what's the status? Good question. I'm actually have to look in Elam and see us. I don't remember. But I have to look there exactly what's the, gets into Brera issues. Get to the Brera issues. If you're throwing something backwards, you know, how is it looked at into the interim? And there is a discussion in the Achronim. Even if you're throwing something back Lamafreya, is it what's called Mikana Lahaba Lamafreya or Lamafreya Lamafreya? Do you say it's thrown backwards only from now? And therefore, let's say somebody ate it earlier, meaning right now you could see the roots then. But you don't say that then actually it was Truma and Mesukan. So, or do you say, no, Lamafreya. So it's Mamish, it rewrites history. Right? So that's a discussion that might relate to your question. What is it considered in the interim?
But using that logic, you can actually make any kind of transaction on Shabbos, because you said, before Shabbos, you were happy with whatever transaction you're making on Shabbos.
Right, so here, that's the point that I mentioned for the Chidushi Aran. According to Ula, the issue is not transactions on Shabbos, which we're going to talk about a little bit more in a minute. But if the issue is, you know, once it's Usser, how could you make it Mutter? So the answer is that really it was not Usser. We're going back in time and saying he was happy with this before Shabbos, and as if the Heter started before Shabbos. He's not interested in the issue of transactions on Shabbos. If it's a transaction on Shabbos, that's going to be a problem, as we'll see. So it's going to be, the question is, do you have to say Brera here? So if you want to say Abaya, which did Abaya hold? Abaya held Ein Brera. So it might be in Achinami. If Abaya is the first sheet, it might be Lushitas, not Ein Brera. But even with, in a chinami. I have to look if the, I don't know if I didn't see any rishonim that connected, but it could be. Oh, so the Gemara brought up that you can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. Mechachu memkar on Shabbos is usher if it's a hakana. So we've mentioned this a number of times before. Rashi, the last Rashi here before the Mishnah says, mechach b'shusha b'shabbos usher, the dummy l'mechachu memkar. Why can't you make a kinyan on Shabbos? That's not a malacha. So Rashi here says, dummy l'mechachu memkar. It's like business. So what does that mean? So this relates to Rashi and Beis. I think we mentioned this before. There are 2 days in Rashi and Beis Olam Zayin. Why is it usher to do business on Shabbos? So Rashi and Olam Zayin and Aleph says, Telomekachu Memkar Damu. Number one, it's like Mekachu Memkar. Shemotzi me reshuso l'reshus acheres. U'mekachu Memkar usher min amikra. Dechsiv mimso chepsecha v'daber davar. Reason number one. Because it's not Shabbistic, but based on Pasuk and Neviim. It's very strong. Mimso chepsecha v'daber davar. Inami. Inami Rashi says Mekachu Memkar Asi Lidei Ksiva. That's the second reason. That Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. When you record, when you do business, you record things, and therefore you're worried that if you're allowed to do Mekachu Memkar, you will record it. So it's a Gzeir Drabanan of Shema Yichtov. Those are the two reasons of given in Rashi about why there's an Issa Drabanan of Mekachu Memkar. There is a discussion. Again, I'm just going to mention one sheet. There's a Suffolk of Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is discussed a lot in the Achronim, and that is what's Usser on Shabbos or on Yantif. Is it just the Maisa Hakinyan? Or is it the chalos hakinyan as well? Is it just the act? Or what about just the effects? Which gets into a lot of issues of, let's say, stocks and other things, some of your assets working for you on Shabbos. You didn't do a maisa, but you got the chalos hakinyan. So that gets into that issue. But let's say you do an act today, but you say it's going to go into effect tomorrow on Shabbos. Is that going to work? So Rekiv Eger has a suffix about it. What did Chazal Aster? The maisa kinyan and the chalos hakinyan. And this comes up by Erev Pesach Cholias B'Shabbos. That's where this is discussed last year, right? Because the Rav can't sell chametz on Shabbos, right? So it's b'feirush. You can't sell, you can't do a kinyan on Shabbos. So what does the Rav do, right? Erev Pesach, you want to eat your chametz until Shabbos morning at 10 a.m. But you can't. The Rav's going to have to sell the chametz on Friday. So what do you do? This gets into the issue of if you say according to that side of Rav Kivager, no problem. It's the chalos hakinyan. This isn't the maisa hakinyan. But the problem is that we try to be machmir l'chachila that even the chalos hakinyan shouldn't happen on Shabbos. So that's why you have to do. You have to find other avenues to sell chametz in that kind of case. But this is the issue of maisa hakinyan versus the chalos hakinyan on Shabbos. Yeah.
Isn't that issue tally
on
what the reason why?
Oh, so some suggest that this is tally on the reason that you can't do it if it's based on gzeirah shem yichtov. So then it doesn't apply because you're not doing any maisa. But if it's mimsochefsechot in a chinami, some achronim suggest that it's totally in those 2 days of Rashi. Fine, that's the issue of mekachu memkar. The Ritva here notes, important Ritva, that even though here we're talking about l'shem mitzvah, right? You want to have the erev to be able to carry. It's l'shem onik Shabbos, says Ritva, it's still aser. Still aser to mekachu memkar. It's only mutter because of silik rishus. Afil l'tzorach erev sheishbo tzorach Shabbos. V'lo itiru kinyin b'Shabbos, el agabi shchiv mira. The only time we allow kinyin on Shabbos, if you look at Tosas Yirmaskal Mikni, is by Rechman al-San, somebody's on their deathbed, we don't want them to have tirif hadas. We don't want them to be upset because they want to do a kinyan and they're not sure if they're going to live out the rest of Shabbos, so there we'll allow it. We'll let the Issa D'Rabbanan go by to allow that. But other than that, Stam L'Tzorach Mitzvah is not mutter. And that is what we paskin. Mekach U'Memkar L'Tzorach Mitzvah is usher also. We're going to get to Matan in a minute, but that's why the Mishnah Berurah writes in Tuf Mem Dalid Sif Katan Chaf, in the case I just mentioned about selling chametz, says the Mishnah Berurah, where is it? Let's say you don't want to give your chametz b'matana to a non-Jew, which we'll get to matana in a second. There's some achronim that say you could sell your chametz to a non-Jew on Shabbos. You're doing this to save yourself from Bali Rabbi Yamatzai. Come on, that's a real mekach memkar. But most achronim say, Mishnah Berurah continues, Aval kam achronim chokim al zeh, v'daitet demechira asa b'chol gavni. That's it, it's asur. So Mishnah Berurah says, you can't sell chametz. That's l'tzorach mitzvah. Or, it says, it's a great Mishnah Berurah also in Simen Shin Vav, where that's talking about doing, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos, chetzei shamayim, you're allowed to cheshbonas, having appeals, all of that is right here in this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah talks about buying seats. He says, you can't buy a seat on Shabbos. Can't buy a seat on Shabbos on the shul. You say, you know, and the kinyan's going to be chal. I'll tzarach mitzvah. It's no good. But what about not buying seats? This is what about hachrazas mitzvahs? Just selling things, but you're not really koneh. But what about buying a right? Buying an aliyah? What about buying an aliyah on Shabbos? Or buying a kibbut on Shabbos? So that the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag olam is to be mekel. Why? Ubedin hachrazas mitzvahs beis hakneses yesh osher. And some say it's aser. Some say it's aser. The yesh matirin. To lo shayach mekach u memkar ela b'chefetz hanikneh. If only if there's an object. That's only where there's a problem. Ubimakab shenago heter ein limchos biyadan. And then he says, Ukniyas makomas bezakneses lakuliyam aser, etc. So that's why a mekachu memkar, real mekachu memkar of a davar hanikne is going to be aser even lezarech mitzvah. There is a huge chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan here says, against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah here says, Wafizeh, mashenagu litin kalim lachasin hadoresh eino nachon. It's even Matanav, he says, but to give a present to a chasin at the offer of his arayit, well, that's mekachu memkar. Is that lezarech mitzvah? Lachara not. That's the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, it is Butzarach Mitzvah, it's Simchas Chasan Makala, it's Simin Shinvav. So this is a big chiddush. He says that, where is it here? He quotes, V'gam hu tzorech hayom, da'achreisha minag b'shabas harishan achar nisuan la'asos bishtev, hizman simcha l'chasan v'kala, u'bevadei mutu l'samcham b'matonos v'china minag, litin l'chasan v'kala, etc. This is all, is that Butzarach Mitzvah or not? There is, what he alluded to at the end, matana might be different. Matana litzarech mitzvah, we paskin is mutter. Selling litzarech mitzvah is aser. Matana already, there is some reason we mentioned the Meiri and Ksuba says, matana on Shabbos is mutter. So we usually say, matana is only one direction. You're not getting it back. And this might relate to what Menachem said before. There's no gzeir shem yichtov. You don't record your matanas. Right? You don't record, you record your business. You don't record your matanas. But either way, there are some rishonim that say matana b'shabbos is mutter. It's only one directional. We are generally machmir. We say you can't give a matana Shabbos either. But matana l'tzorech mitzvah, that's what we'll say is mutter. For example, first day sukkahs. You have a lulav, your friend does not have a lulav. He has to be yotzei his mitzvah. Unless you give it to him, he needs lachem. So that's where we paskin, you're allowed to give him, because that's matana l'tzorech mitzvah, or those types of cases. But again, giving a matana to a bar mitzvah boy, or giving a bottle of wine to your friend who you're going over for Shabbos, so l'chora, that's not such a hardcore l'tzorech mitzvah. So then you'd have to try to find one of the other ways out. Either, minaga olam, here, we're giving this to you, and be koned after Shabbos. Right? Because there you're the opposite of Rav Kiva Eger. You're doing the Maisa today, giving the Chalos tomorrow. Or the other way is to be mizaki to them before Shabbos. Let's say you're running late, it's a winter Friday afternoon, you wanted to give the bottle of wine over and you can't get there. So what do? You go to your neighbor, you can't go to somebody in your family because it's the same bank account, you go to your neighbor, or you get to shul early and you find somebody in shul. Sue, I did this with you one time, and I said that here, be mizaki this, be zocha this wine on behalf of so-and-so. So they were zochif, zochif adam shlo b'fanav. So therefore, that works. You can be zochif on their behalf before Shabbos. Or the other way is, if you're going to somebody's house and you have the bottle of wine, you say, this is my wine, but I'm sharing it. So that only works if you're gonna drink it on Shabbos. If they're gonna put it away, like a lot of times they put it away then they'll give it to somebody else in a few weeks. So then that doesn't work, because that's because then then it's not yours. But anyway, we usually try to be machmir matana litzarech matana litzarech mitzvah maker than his mutter, but it's got to be a real litzarech mitzvah. Yeah. Right. So you give a saber to a mitzvah boy. You have to try to either, like we said, either be zochid for them before Shabbos. On their behalf, be zochav before Shabbos, or say, you know, really accept it after Shabbos. Like, you could have the whole ceremony in shul Shabbos morning, but don't really give it to them. Yeah. Is there a difference between makne and kona? I think there is a sefer hamakne, actually, in Kedushin, that is mechalik. Maybe there's a difference between the isra of the kona and the makne. There might be a tshuvas har tzvi about it, I don't remember. But I think that there might be, but lechora not. Lechora, there shouldn't be a difference. One more ha'ara, and then we'll get to the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, there's a difference between siluk and haknah. If it's siluk, it's mutter. If it's haknah, it's aser. So the ritva here again says, what's siluk? Why is siluk mutter? Because siluk is really, you're just being mochel. And mechila is mutter on Shabbos. So if you remember, a couple of years ago we discussed in Sanhedrin, there is a stipler. The Kehilas Yaakov talks about mechila. When you're mochel, you don't have to pay me back. I'm mochel the $50. So how does that look, Blaz? Is that a hakna or is that a siluk? Within mechila, the stipler has the two deyos. When I say here, you can keep your $50. Am I being machna you the $50? Is it a type of hakna or I'm just removing myself? L'may nafkamina? Can you do mechila bal karcha? Let's say you owe me $50, and I say no, I'm mochel it. So are you forced to accept that? No, I want to pay you. So if it's a hakana, you can't be forced to be kone something. If it's a siluk, you can. Do you need a kinyan? Mechila does have to be done with a kinyan chalipin. Kol nafkamin is the stipler points out in Sanhedrin. But the ritva here is assuming siluk means mechila. So he's assuming one of those tadim. But really, the stipler in Sanhedrin had the two deos. What is mechila itself? So Shabbos, oh, so Shabbos could be another nafkamina. Where does it, that's the Ritva here. The Ritva says this be din mechila, and therefore, he's assuming that it's siluk, and that's why it could work. This is against the Rishashi here said, I'm sorry, the Rishashi here says it's not mechila, it's hefker. It's like you're being mafkirit. And you're allowed, and you learn from this Gemara that you're allowed to be mafker on Shabbos. That's what the Rishash says. So against the Ritva, it says Vechila, it says Hefker. This is against the Ramban at the beginning of Pesachim, which Menachem is going to discuss in a couple of weeks. And that is that if you look at the beginning of Pesachim, there's a major three-way machlokas Rishonim, what is Bittel? When you nullify your chametz, what are you doing? What are you doing? So some Rishonim say it's Hefker. Rabbeinu Tam says you're being mafkerit. That's Bittel. Bittel is Hefker. And the Ramban asked about 10 kashas, the first Ramban in Pesachim. 10 kashas on the Rabbeinu Tam, one of them being, you're allowed to Bittel on Shabbos, and you can't be Mafker on Shabbos. So obviously, Bittel is not Hefker. So that's what the Ramban comes up with his Chiddush, where we're Machmer like both of them, in our Kol Chamira language, where he says, no, Bittel means, you just say it's nullified in your mind, it's like the dust of the earth. Nothing to do with Hefker, though. And we say Levi Hefker of Havi Ka'afra Da'ara. We say both Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban in our language. But that's the Ramban's assumption is you can't be Mafker on Shabbos. And that's why Bittel can't be Hefker. It says against the Rishash on our Gemara, because the Rishash here, he says you learn from here that it's Bidin Hefker and Hefker is Mutter on Shabbos. Okay. There's a lot to say on those four lines. Now let's Mishnah, Masisa. Let's say there are three people in a chatzer, and they are business partners. Reuven is partners with Shimon, and Reuven is partners with Levi, and he has a wine business with each of them. So, and they have wine together, not l'shem eruv, l'shem business. So, einan tzrichim la'arev, says the Tanakhama, they don't have to make a separate eruv because their food is already together. Therefore, they don't have to make an Erev. And the Chiddushi around here says there are two Chiddushim here. Number one, even though the food wasn't put there, L'shem the Erev, it wasn't collected for L'shem the Erev, number one. Number two, the two outer guys, Shimon and Levi, aren't connected directly. They're only connected through Reuven. Reuven is partners with Shimon. Reuven is partners with Levi. But still, it works because they share this partner. So those are the two Chiddushim according to the Tanakhama. L'zeba yayin l'zeba shemen. But what if their partners... One has wine and one has oil. Reuben is partners with Shimon wine and with Levi oil. So does that work? We'll talk about in the Gemara how many kalim these are in. Tzrichin la'arev. The Tanakhama says there, then tzrichin, you have to be ma'arev because that's not enough of a tziruf. Reb Shimon omer, echazeh echazeh, in tzrichin la'arev. Reb Shimon says even oil and wine, there does not have to be another eruv. The Karen Ora here in our Gemara, one of the great achronim, has a suffix. Do you have to at least have kavana before Shabbos? Meaning, let's say they made their business, they all have wine, and then Shabbos morning they wake up, you're like, you know what, we didn't make an error, but you know what, we have this wine together. So do they even have to have kavana before Shabbos? Doesn't say in the Mishnah. Doesn't say, it sounds like in the Mishnah, no. Sounds like a Mishnah, you don't have to do anything. But he has a subject about that, do they have to at least think about it before Shabbos? But says the Gemara, Amar Rav, ubikli echad. When does the Tanakhama say that it works, you don't have to make a new error, if it's all in one big kli? Why? Because if it's in two kalim, if it's in two kalim, then it wouldn't be enough of a tziruf. What? So Rashi says here that even though the Gemara before that Beis Hillel says that if you put it in two kalim, it's kosher, that's only if it's an overflow. Remember the Gemara said if it's an overflow, so then it's okay to have it in two kalim. But here, it's worse, because here it wasn't collected l'shem eruv, so there's a higher standard, that's why it has to be in one kli. Even if there's no more, it really has to be one kli, even if there's no more room in that first kli. It still has to be in one kli. That is what Rav says about the Mishnah. And Amar Rava, Dekanami, it's also a proof in the Mishnah. Diktani, how do you know the first case that works is one kli? Diktani l'zeba yayin l'zeba shemen, k'suich l'arif, because the Sefer, the next line says, it doesn't work with oil and wine. So, if the first case of wine and wine is in one kli, and the second case of wine and oil is in two kalim, so you understand why there's a difference in halacha. One kli versus two kli. Ella, i'amrit resha b'shnei kalim, save b'shnei kalim. But if in the resha it's also in two kalim and it works, so mali yayin v'shemen, then what's the difference between the two cases if they're both in two kalim? If they're in two kalim, it shouldn't work. So Amale Abaya, no. Abaya says no, even if you want to say the resha is in two kalim, as long as they're both wine, it still would be okay. Why? Because yayin v'yayin roi la'arev, yayin v'shemen ein roi la'arev. Are they mixable? Says Abaya, if it's yayin and yayin, they're mixable. So even if they're not mixed, it's still okay. The Ritva here quotes the principle, kol haroi labila ein bila ma'akeve. Sometimes halacha just requires the potential for something. It doesn't require it actually taking place. Right? We have this halacha by mikvos. So if somebody going to the mikvah, a woman has a chatzitza in her mouth, Right? So we say, that's a problem. She doesn't have to open her mouth when she goes in, but she has to have roi labila. She has to have roi. It's water can go in there, even though water doesn't have to go in there. That's the principle of kol roi labila. Says the Ritva here, it's 2 days about it, but 1 day is here too. As long as it's mixable, it doesn't have to be mixed. But if it's not mixable, if it's wine and oil separately, that's why it would be a problem. So it's a machlokas between Rav and Abaya, whether we're talking about one kli or two kalim. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, no, even wine and oil, you don't have to make an Erev. So ask the Gemara, even you have one wine that's and one oil, and Reb Shimon says it still works, why does it work? So Amar, 2 days in the Gemara. So number one, Amar Rabba, Hachal Mayaskina Bechazah Shmei Shnei Mavos. Rabba said, no, there's a totally different case that Reb Shimon is talking about in the Mishnah. It's a case where we know, usually know, that houses go into yards, yards go into alleyways, right? Bayis into Chazer, Chazer into Mavuis. So you have a case here, we have a Chazer between two Mavuis. So the Chazer, they have one Chazer in the middle, and this Chazer has to team up with both Mavuis. So that's what we're talking about here. And Reb Shimon's chiddush is that the chaser could use a different item with each side. Reb Shimon Lataime, and it's Reb Shimon Lashitaso, we had a couple of weeks ago earlier in Daf Mem Hei in the Mishnah. The Tan Amar Reb Shimon, remember this case? Reb Shimon Etzel Amada Verdome. What's the case like? L'sholosh chaser p'suchas u'lazu u'psuchas l'rishus arabim. You have three chaseros in a row. They're open to each other, and they are each open to the street also. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah had said, if the two outer ones, or the case there was talking about somebody who walked outside their tchum. Three people outside the tchum, and they each have four amos, and the two outer four amos guys overlap with the inner one. So Reb Shimon compared it to this case of the chaseros. So irvushtai machisonis imhem soyos, if the two outer ones make an eruv with the inner one, so hu mutaris iman mehin mutaris iman. So the two outer ones are mutar with the inner, and the inner with the outers. Vushtai machisonis asuru zuumzu, and the outer ones are also with each other. So says Reb Shimon, in our case also, this chatzer can make two separate eruvs with two separate shitufs with each of the mavuis, and it is okay. It is okay. We're not gozer that the two outer mavuis can't go from one to the other. Just like over there, Shimon's not gozer, so too here. The Tanakama here might argue with that. The Tanakama here would say, no, you can't, because you're worried that something's going to be transferred from one side to the other side, which is usher. Amalei Abaya, Midami Abaya says, you can't say that's the pshat in the Mishnah, because how could you compare the case of the Chatzeros with our case? Hasam, look at the language of the Mishnayos. Over there, what's the language of the Mishnah? Hasam, Ketani, Shtai, Machisonos, Asuros. So there it fits in that's what Reb Shimon meant. But Hacha, Ketani, what does the Mishnah here say? Einan Tzrichan La'ariv Klau. It says Einan Tzrichan La'ariv, which makes it sound like everything's mutter. So how can you say it's talking about this case where the two outer ones are still Asur? The words Einan Tzrichan La'ariv makes it sound like everything's mutter in whatever case we're talking about. Rabba answers, my ein tzrichan la'ariv shcheinim. So you're right. What does ein tzrichan la'ariv mean? No, it means shcheinim b'hadi balabayis. All ein tzrichan la'ariv means the outer mavuis don't have a problem with the inner one. Aval shcheinim b'hadi balabayis tzrichan la'ariv. B'nechinami, the two outer ones would not be able to join in because they didn't make an eruv. They would have to make a new eruv. That is all approach number one, how to understand Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. For Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef has a totally different shot. What does Reb Shimon mean in our Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan v'Plukta Reb Yochanan v'Nur v'Rabban Kamifluki. Reb Shimon and Rabbanan are really arguing about the following machlokas in Meseches Tvul Yom. Meseches Tvul Yom. The sign that the Mishnah says in Tvul Yom in Seder Taros, Shemesh Zavah Gabayayin. We have this at the beginning of Meseches Shabbos, all the way back. Shemesh Zavah Gabayayin. Let's say you have oil on water. Right, if you put oil on water, oil rises. Oil is what's the word? Whatever it is, that oil they don't mix. It's not that, so the oil stays on top of, that's why by the chicken soup. Chicken soup, you take off the oil, take off the fat, because that rises above the water. So you have oil that's floating on top of wine, and it is shruma oil, v'naga tful yom b'shemen, and a tful yom touched the oil, a tful yom, we've had another time, tful yom is considered a sheni latuma. It's considered a sheni latuma, and the halacha is a sheni touching truma makes it a shlishi. A sheni touching chulin does nothing, because chulin cannot become a shlishi. Only truma can become a shlishi. Only hektish can become a revi. Those are the two shlishi and revis. So let's say it's full yom who has full yom is somebody who went to the mikvah but has to wait till harif shemesh. He has to wait till sunset to get tahar. So if you have full yom who's a sheni touch of this truma, the oil, so is the water also mistame? So lo pasal lo shemen bilva. The Tanakhama says no. Only the oil is tame. It's not a chibur with the water. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Amar, Shneim Chibur and Zelazeh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, no, they're both connected. And therefore, if the Tvul Yom touches the Truma, oil, the water is also mistame, mitame. So Rabban and Karabban, Rabban, Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Nuri. So that's what we say here. Here, is it mixable? That's the question. Remember we said, water, wine is mixable. Wine and oil, is it mixable or not? So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that water and oil, you see, are considered a chibur. So too, in two different cups, they're also called a chibur. And you still, it's called a roi labila. It is roi labila, because even if they're in the same cup, what does mixable mean? Mixable doesn't mean it has to be misarif together, but it just has to be, even if it's in the same cup, they're both liquids. They're both liquids. Period. So that is the second view of Rav Shimon and Rabban. Tanya, now the Braisa quotes a third opinion, not in our Mishnah. Rav Elazar ben Tadayo omer echadzev echadzev tzricha la'arev. Rav Elazar ben Tadayo says, even by wine and wine, an Erev is required. So ask the Gemara, Avil, Zebayan, Zebayayit, even wine and wine? Why should that be a problem? Right, that should be a good Erev. So Amar Rabba, no, this is the case. Zeba balagina v'shafach, Zeba balagina v'shafach. If everybody in this chatzer brought their own bottle of wine and poured it all into this barrel, so that for sure is okay. Kuli amal apligi to have an Erev. That's not the case we're talking about. That's not the case under machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoy and the shittas in our Mishnah. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas? Kigon shalachu chavash ayayin b'shutfis. The question is where they all bought a barrel of wine b'shutfis in with partnership. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoy suffer. The question is here that according to Rav Elazar ben Tadoy, he says that each parsh, what happens by an Erev usually? Everybody gives their own chaluk of bread, their own portion. So that's why it works. But according to Rav Elazar ben Tadoy, if you buy it all together and there was never a time where each part of this Erev was designated for a certain person, for each person, the Erev doesn't work. And that's his problem here. Because it's a case where you bought a whole barrel of wine, and he holds Ein Breira. You don't say each part can be separated. So that is why it doesn't work according to him. And the other sheet is all the Eish Breira, that's why it works. Tosfos here points out, and the Ritva expands on it even more, this isn't really Breira. Breira usually is, you have something that's together, and in the future it's going to be separated, and then we say, the future really happened in the past. Here it's never going to be separated. So it's like a dimyon. Tosfos in Dibraskal Rebbe says, it's not real Breira, but it's similar to Breira. It's just that you don't say that you distinguish when you have a group, a unified item altogether. So that's the opinion in the Gemara of what the Machlokas is between Rav Elazar ben Tadoy and the Rabbanan, a similar idea to Breira. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef has another possibility. What's the Machlokas between Rav Elazar ben Tadoy and the Tanaim of our Mishnah? Can you be somech on your sheet of mava'os if you didn't make an Erev? In other words, we know, let's say you have houses going into a chatzer. So houses make an Erev chatzeros in order to carry in their chatzer. But they also might want to make, let's say, two chatzeros go into each other, separate from the fact that they also go into an alleyway with other chatzeros. So if the two chatzeros want to carry one into another, they themselves make an Erev. Let's say they didn't make an Erev, but they made a sheet of mava'os, they did take part in being able to be unified, carrying in the alleyway that they're also both connected to. Does that sheet of combine them so much that even without their own Erev chatzeros, they could carry to each other's chatzer? That's the question, according to some Rishon. Other Rishonim say it's different, but that's according to Rashi. That's Somchen al Shitav Mokim Erev Kamifkli. That's the Machlokas here. The Mar Savar ain't Somchen, the Mar Savar Somchen. What is Rav Elazar ben Tadoy saying? No, his case is this kind of case, where you forgot to make an Erev Chatzeros between the two Chatzeros. They made, though, with wine, the Shituf. Does that wine for the Shituf work for the Erev? So does that work? That's the Machlokas. Rav Elazar ben Tadoy says no, and the Rabbanan would say it works. Amar Rav Yosi, Minam Minola, how do I know that this is really the sheet of Rav Elazar ben Tadoy, that his issue about it is Somchen al sheet of Makam Eruv? Because of the following. Because we have two statements of Rav. Amar Rav Yudam, Amar Rav Halacha Krebi Meir. We have one statement of Rav that Halacha is like Krebi Meir. Amar Rav Bruna, and Rav Meir holds, as we're going to see, that it does a sheet of Makam Eruv does not work. That's Rabbi Meir. V'yamar Rav Bruna Rav Halacha Rav Elazar ben Tadoy, and Rav also says Halacha like Rav Elazar ben Tadoy. So my time says Rav Yosef La Mishum Dachat Taimahu. So it must be that it's the same shita. That's why he says the Halacha is like Rabbi Meir and the Halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Tadoy. It must be Rav Elazar ben Tadoy is based on Rabbi Meir's shita, which is Som Chalal Shita Makam Eruv. That's how I know that that's what his shita is. Amalei Abaya asks Abaya an obvious question. V'yichat Taima Tardi Hilchas Alameli. If they're saying the same thing, so why does he have to say both statements? Let him say either Halacha Kerbi Meir or Halacha Kerbi Elazar ben Tadoy. The fact that he says both makes it sound like there's two different ideas that he's posking like. So says Rav Yosef, no, Hakam Ashlan, the reason that he had to make both statements is, Dolo Avdina Ketre Chumri Be'erevin. You never, if one shita is assuming two chumras, we don't pass one like that shita in Heiruvin. As we said, halacha k'divrei hameko be'eruv and ba'avel, but here be'eruv. So that means that even if sometimes you'll go l'chumra but in a certain case, but if a shita is ever based on two chumras, you'll never pass one like that shita, says Rabbi Yosef. So here Rabbi Meir really has two chumras. Number one, that you can't use... you look the second wide line. V'rameir trei chumri amar ein somchen b'chatziras al shita of mavui bein sheshat v'pas bein sheshat v'b'yayin. Rameir really says two things. You can't use your shita in place of your erev chatziros, whether it's wine or it's bread. The chachamim say bread's okay, wine's no good, but whether it's wine or it's bread. So if Rav would have just said halacha is like Rabbi Meir, he couldn't say that by Erev. He first had to say halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai. So then part of the chumrah is a different shita. Part of the chumrah is you can't use wine. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai. Then he says halacha is like Rabbi Meir, so he's only using one chumrah of Rabbi Meir that you can't even use bread. But it's really two separate chumras, and that's why he said what he had to say. But Rabbi Yossi said, I still hold that's what the machlokas is between Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai and the Rabbanan. The machlokas is whether you can do shitav b'makam Erev. And now the Gemara is just going to get into, so where is the original place where there is this machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan? That's when we'll get to that tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop there right after Ketrei Chumrei be'Erevin. Okay, this year was Bozei Chanishmas. Chaim Ben Ephraim.